Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host. I hope you had a blessed week. Thank you guys for joining us for our weekly 30-minute blast, reviewing the headlines and trying to make sense of the confusing, swirling, competing, and conflicting ideologies and doctrines out there. And we are going to shine the truth on the lies and hold fast to our heritage and our traditional American values. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. What is the American Redoubt? Well, it is the ultra-conservative inland Pacific Northwest, made up mostly of the states of Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Liberty, and Eastern Oregon. We want to remind you guys, if you have not done so, go to PatriotPolls.org. That's P-O-L-L-S, and take the poll. We broke 500 because of your help. 500 of you, more than that now, have voted on what the state flag should look like for the state of Liberty, formerly Eastern Washington. And that is building momentum. They've also got a lot of swag on the way out there coming in the form of t-shirts, coffee mugs, hats, and all that stuff is being worked on right now. But if you have not voted for your choice for the state flag for the state of Liberty, which is it is a piece of legislation right now that is sitting in committee, and this coming fall when the legislature convenes in Washington State in Olympia, it's going to be hopefully reviewed, pulled out of committee, and give the people a chance to vote on it. Give the legislature a chance to vote on it. And we want to build momentum. And, of course, it's already building. We want to just keep adding to that momentum. So we're really excited about that. The 51st state, the state of Liberty. Go to PatriotPolls.org and also go to the Join the Movement for the 51st State on Facebook and be looking out for the website, which will be coming out as well, not just social media, because I know many of you do not do social media, and I don't blame you one bit. But that is on its way. This is the place for right-wing mainstreamists. When your adversaries are trying to make you feel like there's something wrong with you because you're the only one who sees the world going insane and you don't want to participate, well, if you are a right-wing, conservative, Christian, patriot who loves and embraces our heritage, and those on the left are trying to make you out to be some type of lunatic because of that, well, you're not alone, and you are in the mainstream. We hold the overwhelming majority. That's why we call us right-wing mainstreamists. And what is right-wing? Well, it means right of the center of the political spectrum, which we want government, of course, but we want government to be constrained by the rule of law and our Constitution. I'm going to talk about today. And we want absolute minimal government, and the government is there in place to secure the rights of the people. So we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about the subject today. I'm going to move fast. Guard your minds. Guard your minds, patriots, Christians, and conservatives. There's deception creeping in. Some of the perpetrators are Christians. Some of the victims of that deception are Christians. And I want to address that. I want you to strengthen yourselves. Know that what you stand for, you know down in your soul, what you stand for is right, principle, the rule of law. those principles and our heritage. There are a couple of just disgusting pieces that came out this week, produced by Frontline. Frontline from PBS. This is your tax dollars. Demonizing patriots. Misrepresenting facts. And this is a continuation of an ongoing desinformatia campaign. Just like the Soviet communists did during the Cold War. And unfortunately, sadly, because people cannot think for themselves, this is actually taking an effect, having an effect on even conservative Christian American citizens who want to distance themselves from being a patriot. I don't want to be one of those. I'm conservative, but I'm not a patriot. I'm not, you know, one of those right-wing extremists. I'm not a redoubter. I'm not really sure what that is, but you make it sound like it's bad, so I don't want to be one of those. I don't want to be a constitutional. I'm not a constitutionalist. Why would you say that? Well, because the local media and the press, they make it sound like constitutionalist is a bad thing. And I don't want to be lumped in with a group of people doing bad things, like following the Constitution or insisting that our government does. This is very interesting here. There's an article that I used to enjoy, but I don't have the stomach to follow it anymore. It's in the local Spokesman Review. This is the Huckleberries column. It's just observations and musings of things going on in the Inland Pacific Northwest, mostly Idaho. But this guy, Oliveria, has this Huckleberries column. And May 10th, a week ago, he came out with, or a little over a week ago, there's a little blurb here. Redoubters have a marching song. We've discussed the American Redoubt movement a few times here on Huckleberries, and it seems that they've got their own song written by Warren Campbell. And he includes some of the lyrics here. We put it out there on social media. I think we even posted it on RadioFreeRedoubt.com. I thought it was fun. It was creative. It was great. There's nothing wrong with the lyrics. Have you found a place where liberty dwells, a place where God, guns, and freedom reigns? From the church and the home, no grander life can tell. Without a doubt, you're in the redoubt. And it sounds like an old hymn. But it was done at the Lordship Church, Patriot Church, ran by Patriot Warren Campbell, pastor. So he just puts this little one paragraph blurb in here. They have a marching song. Well, I guess he just, that must have gnawed at Oliveria, that just didn't have the intended impact that it had. So a week later, he revisits the same thing, but only starts off this way. Local American redoubters have a catchy marching tune rather than a compound. What? Rather than a compound? I'm not sure where he's getting this, but, well, let's read on. This is from May 17th, this week. This is how his article starts off, talking about this American Redoubt having their new song. Last week it was a marching song. This week it's a catchy marching tune rather than a compound. And this is how he starts this piece of irresponsible, reckless, what's the word? I'll think of some other words here in just a minute. Starts off like this. Richard Butler and the Aryan Nations followed a territorial imperative to establish a white kingdom in the Pacific Northwest and built a compound, but the Aryans failed to achieve their goal. Now, the religious preppers of the American Redoubt movement are answering the siren call to move to the Inland Pacific Northwest. Wow. Did this guy really just do that? This is meant to be malicious. This is meant to malign good people. And interesting here, this Oliveria, who has this Huckleberries column, is a Christian. He's also, at least was, reportedly, on the board of directors or the elders of a church in North Idaho. So he's a Christian. So it's interesting that he writes, "Now the religious preppers of the American Redoubt movement are answering the siren call to move." Okay, stop right there. All right, Richard Butler and the Aryan Nations claimed that they were a religious group as well. They're polar opposites, the Nazis. But when you read this article, you tie, and he's trying this attempt to bring the American Redoubt movement as a revived Aryan type of movement. And he writes religious preppers. Let me tell you something. They're not religious preppers. And there's a reason why he wrote religious instead of Christian. Why? Because he's a Christian. And there's something about the American Redoubt movement that he doesn't like. Because I'm guessing it appears that he has very strong leftist tendencies. Much like the loyalists did during the beginning of our country. Who wanted to side with the king, the tyrant. So the religious preppers, they're not religious preppers. Okay, first of all, they are Christians and they are completely overrun. Where they are moving from in California, their values and ideals are completely getting stomped on. They feel there's no freedom left. They can hardly homeschool their children and they see an agenda, a leftist, globalist, homosexual, pro-Islam agenda being forced on their children beyond their ability to resist it. So what do? You pull back. You get out of occupied territory. You move to a safe zone, to a fallback position, a place of safety. It's called a redoubt. It is a fallback position. A redoubt is a safe place where you can hole up when you are under attack. And it's appropriately named, and that's exactly how they feel. That they're under attack. Their ideals, their children are being stolen, their souls are being stolen right out from underneath these parents. They feel powerless. Their business, they're being taxed to death. They're losing rights six ways from Sunday. They're moving to the American Redoubt, where it is still very strongly conservative and largely Christian. And you, with this irresponsible writing, want to malign these good people. Now, some of them are preppers. Some of them are patriots who aren't preppers. Some of the preppers that are moving here aren't Christians. This is my hope. What I'm trying to do is get the preppers to become self-reliant patriots. In other words, get involved to stop this leftist agenda, this globalist agenda, this pro-Islamic agenda, this pro-homosexual agenda, the things that set themselves against God, to stand against it, and to do that, to get involved locally in your local politics, to keep our freedoms high and our taxes low, and keep government intervention at an all-time low. That's what the American Redoubt is. It's not any more complicated than that. It's no more mysterious than that. And it is no more... I'm drawing a blank here for the word. There's no nefarious actions going on here. And they really get hung up on this prepper thing. And let me ask you this. What's wrong with someone if they are a prepper? So what? So what? So what if they go to Costco and they buy in bulk and they have a year, 2 years, 3 years worth of food in their basement or in their shop or wherever? What does that harm you? Every single time the leftists bring this up, they make a big deal out of being preppers and bunkers and whatever they choose to use. And somehow that's a bad thing. They're not religious preppers. They are Christians, specifically, and they are striving to be self-reliant. So in case what all these financial experts are saying comes true, and our economy becomes catastrophically damaged, and there's quite some time when people must be left on their own, or a natural disaster where our own government says, sometimes in some places during Cascadia Rising, this Northwest earthquake, there will be weeks before some people can get help. If it's 4 weeks before help can arrive and you've got a year's worth of food, and several people in your neighborhood have a year's worth of food, you can feed your entire neighborhood for the entire duration of the time that it takes for help to arrive. How is that a bad thing? And how does that hurt you if they are preppers? It doesn't. This is just a manipulative way to malign somebody, and that is unchristian-like. All because they have a song, a marching song, and somehow tied to had to pull in Richard Butler and the neo-Nazis. Unbelievable. What's happening? Even among so-called Christians. And so what if they have bunkers? How many times is this? I don't have a bunker. I wish I had a bunker just because I can't afford it. There was a time in our country when citizens were encouraged to have bunkers. It's called civil defense. Because of the very real threat of nuclear exchanges between nation states. Now, have you read the headlines lately? Because this is emerging as a very real threat again, and nobody's talking about civil defense. There's plenty of talk about continuity of government. But if having a bunker makes you a lunatic, then our entire government needs to be purged. Here's one, Washington Post, inside the U.S. government's plans to survive nuclear war. Another one from MyNorthwest.com. A bipartisan bill allows Washington state to prepare for nuclear attack. Another one from PBS. No, that wasn't from PBS. That was another one. Where'd it go? Anyway, they're planning for nuclear war. They're building bunkers. They're stockpiling food. That's our government. So are they nutcases? Are they insane? Do they need to be maligned in your editorials? Or is it just Christians? Religious people. You don't want to be lumped in with them, do you? But you are. They're Christians, and you're a Christian, and you're being recklessly irresponsible. More than that, deliberately destructive with this type of opinion pieces, sometimes passed off as just joking, just satire, just making lighthearted fun, observations about what I see. No, you know what you're doing. It's malicious. It makes me sick because I know these people. They're good, God-fearing people. I hear their prayers in Bible studies. I see their children. They're regular people, normal people that just escaped Seattle or the west side of Washington or Oregon or California or Colorado, where they're oppressed. Why don't you go down to Southern California, live for about 3 or 4 or 5 more years, see how much has changed, see how free you feel like you are down there. Then you come back up here. You'll be a redoubter. You'll be joining them. It's one of the freaks trying to get away from communism and oppression. We're going to come back. I've got more. We'll be back in a minute. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
It's troubling to see our Christian heritage come under attack, isn't it? Right here in our own homeland. The first phase, that of removing references to Christ from public school Christmas programs, is creating the vacuum that phase two is poised to fill. Humans have a deeply inherent spiritual need to worship. We were made for it. The militant atheists claim they're striving for freedom from religion, but it shouldn't surprise us that their claims are disingenuous. Enter phase two. We are now seeing Muslim songs and references to Ramadan creeping into what are traditionally Christmas holiday season programs in our schools. Where are the atheists to chant and protest that religion has no place in the public schools? I haven't heard any. Well, there are voices of protest to the Islamification of our children. They are the voices of Christian parents who are told to be quiet and stop being Islamophobic or racist. Christians are beaten down and told they're not being loving or good Americans when they speak out against this hijra, the Islamic invasion through cultural jihad. What will it take to convince the American people that Islam is not peaceful? It is anti-Christian and it is anti-American. Don't be fooled, Christian patriots. Islam is not peaceful. It is patient. A sniper laying in his hide for hours or days is peaceful too, isn't he? I want to encourage the Christians, the remnant, to be bold in your faith. Christmas is about Christ and Christ alone, and I can't think of anything more American than that, so accept nothing less. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt. This is segment two brought to you by RiverfrontSuites.com. The Riverfront Suites in St. Mary's are the hideaways you just may have been looking for if you want to just get away for a weekend, or if you need a place to lay your head while you're looking for property in the area while you are searching for your place to redoubt to. Check it out. They've got seven furnished suites less than 50 yards from the river dock. Beautiful. St. Mary's, Idaho. Go to riverfrontsuites.com. All right. Now, picking up right where we left off. This is just, it's infuriating, but it's also to be expected. There's great deception out there, and even among the church. So I want you to guard your minds. Do not eat each other up from the inside. But there's another one that I came across here, attacking a friend of mine, a great friend of mine, Representative Matt Shea. This is in the Spokesman blogs, the Huckleberries Online, 2016 September, and he's outlining the differences or this battle that's been going on between Representative Matt Shea and Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich. And down in this article, it says she shouldn't be speaking ill of other Republican Party members when Shea was calling people out. Kathy McMorris Rogers, apparently some of the stuff that she has supported or not supported. And Representative Matt Shea was pointing those things out. She's not helpful to the patriots. And of course, this article points out they're the mediator now for Republicans. Oh, you guys should be getting along. This used to be known as the party of the rule of law. Like, what do the leftists know about the rule of law anyway? But they write in this article, it's a big deal when he, Shea, supports zealots. They love using words like that in Nevada and Oregon, who point guns at law enforcement. This ideology is a cancer, and it's eating away at the Republican Party, formerly the Law and Order Party. Okay, first of all, the situation in Nevada, the government was clearly acting unlawfully. Let me bring something to light here. In Oregon, they didn't point guns at law enforcement. Nobody pointed guns at anybody in Oregon. And in Nevada, it was law enforcement officers, well, supposedly law enforcement, BLM officers, and those federal government individuals who were pointing firearms at unarmed citizens who were holding signs saying, please stop taking this rancher's cattle. They were pointing loaded firearms. That's aggravated assault. The government is not above the law. They were breaking the law. It was only when they threatened to fire on unarmed citizens on horseback that patriots laid down in position with their weapons pointed toward the BLM agents in an overwatch position as a deterrent to preserve life. And that day, I believe they did preserve life that day. Because I believe that was the only deterrent that stopped BLM agents and others from opening fire on unarmed citizens on horses carrying flags and banners. But this ideology is a cancer. The Spokane Valley, now they're going to disparage the Spokane Valley Council. Why? Because it's almost all patriots now. So they write this: Spokane Valley Council may consider changing its oath for office holders to include a promise to refuse to enforce any law that I deem to be unconstitutional, even if it's upheld by the courts or I'm ordered to do so by my superiors. Shea wants constitutional sheriffs who would impose their legal interpretation, which would subvert the courts and all lawmaking bodies. In other words, only the courts can decide what's constitutional and unconstitutional. It wasn't written so plain English so that even the layperson could understand it. Yes, it was. The Founding Fathers even said so. Every American citizen who can read should be able to clearly understand the intent and the meaning here. Well, let's talk about the Constitution. Who's going to interpret the Constitution? Article 1, Washington State Constitution. This is pretty plain English. All political power is inherent in the people, and governments derive their powers from the consent of the governed and are established. What are governments established for? To protect and maintain individual rights. Well, that's open to interpretation by the courts of law. Let me close and join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Section 11, the rights that they're supposed to protect, religious freedom. In the Washington State Constitution, it says absolute freedom of conscience in all matters of religious sentiment, belief, and worship shall be guaranteed to every individual, and no one shall be molested or disturbed in person or property on account of religion. But they didn't do that with the flower shop owner in Tri-Cities, did they?